Hello, welcome to the You Are Measurable podcast. I'm Tanisha Hyde, your transformation agitator. In this podcast, we will be focusing on mindset, transformation, and support coaching for those that I like to call my masked heroes or my masked heroines. And basically, those are people who have achieved great things in life. You have a wonderful family, a wonderful business, career, but still there's something missing. You feel unfulfilled because you are not being, or you don't feel like you're being your true, authentic self. So it all feels like just a big masquerade. We will be airing our episodes weekly, and the purpose of our episodes are to remind you that no matter who you are, you cannot pour from an empty cup. I'm here to support you, to guide you, and coach you into being the best you so that you can enjoy your life, your business, whatever it is that you do or you enjoy doing, and that your cup is being filled with the best shit. If you are one of these mask heroes or mask heroines and you need help and guidance, then I'm here to agitate your thoughts and to help you transform the way that you are thinking so you can enjoy the best life and have the best business that you can have. Are you ready? Well, grab a glass of your favorite beverage and let's get started. Today, I want to talk to all my fellow fixers. And what I want to say to you today is, sugar, slow down and breathe. Slow down and breathe. I know that you're accustomed to waking up, jumping out of the bed, and just going. Your mind is going, your hands are going, your legs are going, your body is going, everything is going. You gotta do this, you gotta fix that, you have to rearrange this, you have to organize that, you have to lift this one up, you gotta talk that one off the edge, you just gotta. But I want you to slow down. I want you to breathe. Because I want you to understand, and I want to help you to realize that sometimes we do this. We got to keep moving. We got to keep on doing something. We got to keep fiddling with shit to avoid what we don't want to address, or to avoid something that hurts or is painful. And we know that if we sit still or we let our mind calm down for even 3 minutes, 2 minutes, we know that we're going to end up in tears, or that sadness is going to come over us again, or we're going to start to slip into that dark space. But what I want you to realize is that, you know what? It's okay to slow down and just breathe. And if that sadness tries to creep in, if that pain tries to present itself, take that moment and address it. Address it right then and there. Let that pain know, okay, you know what? You're valid, because that thing that happened to us that caused this was hurtful. So how you feel is valid. However, that's in the past, and there's nothing that we can do about it. We can't forget it. That scar may not go away. But you know what? Whatever it was that happened, it didn't defeat us. It did not break us. It didn't take us out of the game, because we're still here. We're still here. So acknowledge it. Let it know, okay, yes, I know that you're there and you keep popping up because I keep trying to avoid you. But right now I'm going to slow down. I'm going to take a minute and I'm going to breathe through this. I'm going to breathe through this. And when you do that, and once you do that, and if you do that often enough, yes, the pain will still be there. I mean, you've got the muscle memory of that thing. And you know what happened. You're not going to forget that. And that's okay. But we want to take anything that our ego or our mind throws at us to stop us from pushing forward, to stop us from progressing. We want to use that as momentum to overcome everything else that may try to come at us. So again, you don't have to fix it. You don't have to fix everything and be everything and all things for all people. You don't have to. And you're wearing yourself out trying to run from your past. So today I just want to say to you, slow down. Slow down and breathe. Address it and breathe through it. Go ahead for a little bit and give it what it wants. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it so that you are acquainted with it again, that so that you can feel what it is that is trying to show you. But while you're in that, speak to that pain. As I said a minute ago, speak to that pain, acknowledge it, let it know, okay, yes, I know you're there. I know that you're there. I'm not ignoring you. I'm not ignoring you. All right. I'm experiencing this pain right now. I feel it, but I'm going to put you in your proper place. You were an opportunity. You were a lesson. You were a learning experience. And that pain, that scar, that's my ribbon. That's my certificate of completion. I made it through that. And here's my proof. So that's where I'm going to put you. That's where I'm going to put you. And I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you as, oh, what is it that on a resume? I'm thinking certificate of accomplishment, but that's not what I'm thinking. But I think y'all know what I mean. That's on my life resume. I've been there. I've done that. I've mastered it because I overcame it and I survived it and I came through it. When that sadness tries to creep in on you, really evaluate it. What is it? Where's it coming from? What is it trying to say to you? And just like we did with the pain, what is it? Is it a memory of maybe somebody that you lost or something, you know, happened to them? Or again, like I said, I'm speaking to the fixers. So if it's a memory, or if it's because you couldn't fix something or you couldn't make something right that you wanted to, put it in its proper place. Alrighty. So I feel this way because it didn't go the way that I wanted it to. Well, why did I want it to go a specific way? Why couldn't I fix it or remedy it or take it away or, you know, whatever the situation may have been? And a lot of times what I have found, and when I do that, I realize I couldn't fix it because it wasn't for me to fix. When I've done this exercise, I've realized that was me taking on somebody else's shit and it wasn't for me to fix. And that's why I couldn't fix it. So why should I feel sad about that? Why should I feel sad about it? I shouldn't. But I am going to look at it. And okay, so again, another learning experience, another opportunity for me to grow. I don't need to do all of these things that I'm doing. I don't need to fix everything for everybody. Because in that, I'm enabling them not to have to own up to their own shit. And then I turn around and now I'm irritated because this person, again, doesn't own their own shit. Well, they don't, because I'm taking it on myself and they don't have to. So let's really, really look at these things and look at these emotions and these cycles and these moments that we go through. Because yes, we're fixers because we don't want anybody else to hurt. We're fixers because we want others to be happy. We're fixers because we're trying to replace our pain with somebody else's joy or somebody else's happiness. And we constantly have to do this over and over and over and over and over and over again because we're relying on something external to make us feel better internally. And it doesn't work like that. So that's why I want to tell you, slow down and breathe. Slow down and breathe. It's okay. It's okay. The world's not going to end if you take a moment for you. All of these fires that you keep trying to put out, you didn't fucking start them. Let somebody else deal with it. Let whoever's shit that really is, let them figure out how to put it out. Maybe then their ass won't be a pyromaniac and start fires all over the damn place all the damn time. Because they know that they got super firewoman or super fireman on speed dial and all they got to do is call you and you'll fix it for them. No. We're getting rid of all of these burdens that we carry for others. We're getting rid of all this luggage, all this baggage that we're carrying from our past. We're looking at it. We're evaluating it. And we're categorizing it and putting it where it belongs. These things, again, are opportunities. They're learning experiences. These things were allowed in your life to propel you to the beautiful, amazingly wonderful individual that you are. Whether you see it or not yet, this is your start. So again, to all my fellow fixers, all my fellow, what's the term? Enablers. There it is. I want you to slow down and I want you to breathe. All these things that you're so busy running to do and so concerned about, all these things and these compulsions that are consuming you. Slow down. Look at them. What's not yours, give it back. What is resurfacing crap from your past? Talk to it. Sort it out. Put it where it goes. And use that knowledge that you gained from that situation, that circumstance, whatever it was that happened, use it to propel yourself forward. Use it as fuel to press on. Use it as a step stool, a foot ladder, or a ladder to take you higher. Don't let it hold you back. Don't let it keep you so busy, worried about other shit, that you can't focus on your own growth and your own development and your own progression into who it was that you were put here to be. Slow down and breathe. I promise you, it's gonna be okay.
Thank you for listening to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you like the show, I would love for you to hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast player And that way, you get notifications and you won't miss any of the new episodes. Also, if this episode resonated with you, then I'd like to hear from you. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. And also, you don't mind? Don't forget to give me that 5-star review as well. It would be greatly appreciated. You can also join my Facebook group if you're looking for more of the good shit that I offer. It's Straight No Chaser Transformation Lab. It'll also be listed down below in the show notes. So just in case you forget. I can't wait to see you there. And that way we can have more conversations regarding your transformation. Until next week, I'll see you soon.